Can you introduce yourself?
Oh, my name is Lillian. I'm originally from Brazil. I've been here in Australia for over 6 years, and here in Tasmania a year and a half. So my background, professional background, is human resources, and I've worked for different industries, considering Brazil and Australia.
What was your first job?
So my first job here was as a human resources officer in a nonprofit organization which does counseling for the community, and is the company that I'm still working for.
What did you like and dislike about this job?
I think what I like most when I started was the challenge to be working in a different industry, because I worked in hospitality before and for mining as well. So working for a nonprofit organization was a very different field, but at the same time, organization that worries more about people and care, I mean, more about people was something that really interested me, and also that was the biggest challenge, I think, to understand what would be the differences, and especially working here in Tasmania in a smaller community, also understanding the way to deal with different people, and how recruitment will work here and things like that. I don't think there was anything that I disliked, but I think it was a bit harder for me at the beginning. Was probably to get I didn't have like enough handover for the previous person, and was by myself in the area. Which made it a bit harder for me at the beginning, but I think was all also part of the learning.
What was the biggest challenge and how did you deal with it?
So as I just said, I think my biggest challenge was working by myself when I got to the when I started in the company. But I think the And because it's over, like the company that I work for is over 150 employees, I think that was actually a big challenge to learn all about the organization, and also to be able to achieve all like the daily tasks. But I think what helped me a lot was to when I first started. Instead of just trying like to do the task, but actually trying to understand better the company, sitting with different managers and different people from like the whole organization as I could, to actually understand what everyone does and how I would be dealing with them. And so yeah, it definitely helped a lot, and they also helped me a lot with things that they could. So yeah, I think that was the biggest thing at the beginning.
How did you find out about it?
Here in Tasmania, I was looking for human resources network, and I found a group that catch up every 2 months, if I'm not wrong. And what I started doing is I start going to that meetings. Because it's pretty much like HR professionals that get together to exchange knowledge and talk about challenges and best practices. And so I start going on those things, also like HR conferences, and trying basically to connect with professionals from the area. And in one of the those catch-ups, I met someone who was working the company that I'm working at the moment, and she told me about the position, and she, well, she knew that I was looking for a job, and she knew a little bit of my experience as well, and she thought that I could be a good fit. So she mentioned about the position, and I actually applied for it. So in this case, I just sent her my resume, and they had a look, and they invited me for the interview.
How did you apply?
Yeah, I just pretty much sent the resume to her and to the manager of the role. And I didn't do anything else in that case for the application. It was pretty much the resume. And then I came to the interview.
How did you convince them you had the skill to do the job?
Well, when they... when I sent my resume, they also sent to me the position description of the role. And what I did, I read it carefully first to make sure that I was that I had the experience that they were looking for, and that I could be a good fit for the position. And yes, I actually had like all the experience that they need for that position. So when I got to the interview, it was mainly like sharing with them all the experience that I had in Australia and also back home, and also thinking about, like, I did a lot of research of the company and thinking about the ways that I could put my experience to help the organization.
What did you learn at this job that you took to your next job?
Well, I think I've been learning a lot with this job, and but mainly to do more with the managers and actually to work more as a, let's say, a business partner. So actually advise more managers and not just put HR process in place, but actually help the managers to make their job easier, and also help the employees to be more comfortable, to have a more like smooth recruitment process. So and I've been having the chance of participating in big projects such as like HR like process review, in implementing human resources management system as well. So those things are giving me a good exposure to different skills, and I'll definitely take that like to a next another job if I ever consider another job. So yeah, I think I'm still learning a lot, but have definitely had like good exposure, especially the time that I was working by myself. Was good in a way, like to actually have more exposure to talk with different roles, and now having a manager, it's been also good, so he can actually guide me in different things and share his experience with me.
What did you learn about yourself doing this job?
I think what I learned more about myself doing this job, like I already had the experience of the role, and that was the thing that I've learned with this job, is actually to think like in a different way of putting my experience. So instead of like just putting all that I knew, I actually reinvented a lot of things and thought like about different ways of doing that would be more beneficial, not just for the company but for myself as well. And also I think understanding a bit more of boundaries and values, and how it actually is important for me to work in a place that respects me and respect people in general. So I think that was, I think I learn every day, and personally as well, not just professional, but I think like the main thing was about values.
What did you do after this job?
I'm pretty happy with my current work, and I don't see myself moving anytime soon unless I find something that it's really like more interesting for me. But at the moment, I think the challenge that I've been having there, it's really rewarding, and I still like have a lot of projects that I want to be part of and implement. So, but yeah, in future I would say like more like in a long term would be like more something consultancy, or probably working closely to people.
What tip would you give to the job seekers from areas or other background eager to get their first job in Tasmania?
Well, I think the main thing for the first thing actually to consider it is to understand better how things work in Tasmania. So if you, for example, I came from Sydney, which is a much bigger place and fast pace as well. So the first thing for me when I got here was to understand that it is a different space here, and also that people know much more each other, and there are this sense of community here. So actually I think it's very important to try to connect to people in the same area and put the word that you're looking for a job, put the word like what is your experience, what are you looking for. And that's what I found here. All the networks that I went when I got here, people were really willing to help me and always introducing me to other people, saying like, oh, this person has similar experience, she can help you with this, or this person may know your position. So I think that's definitely what helped me a lot. But I think the other thing is to actually prepare yourself. So when you're looking for a job, it's actually read carefully about the positions, what experience they're looking for, also what type of skills, and see if you fit on that. If you don't, start thinking what additional skills you may need to consider. So yeah, I think probably also understanding how your area is in Tasmania. So the networking will help you with that as well. People will let you know how things works here better, what is the best way to reach employers, which will vary like from different industries. Another thing that didn't help me specifically here in Tasmania, but when I was living in Sydney, my first opportunity was in the place that I was working as a waitress. I went to the HR area and mentioned to them that I already had HR experience back home, and that I was studying HR here in Australia, and if they would give me an opportunity to do an internship. So they gave me the opportunity, and I think that it's what like opened the first door for me. So being able to even like I wasn't really learning much because like all the experience that I already had, but I was learning a lot more, not technical skills, but I was learning a lot more like how things were here in Australia, how to interact, how was the professional environment here. And from that, I could then first get my first experience here in Australia, and then it opened me other doors. So I think that really helped me when I came to Tasmania, because I already had an experience in Australia. So not just like the experience from back home, but also a bit of understanding of the industry in the area here. So I think that that's very important. And also, and this first door sometimes can be hard to open. So volunteer or internship can be a really good like start for you to put yourself there. People see what you're capable, or for you as well to also learn how the industry works better. A tip or an advice here would definitely to understand better your area here in Tasmania, understand what type of organizations you could look for a job here, get in contact with other people from the industry, get in contact, put the word out saying that you're looking for a job, what type of experience you have, and also be willing to start as like a volunteer or an internship if you don't get a job straight away, but because then at least like you have a bit of exposure, people know you, people even if you, yeah, I think that that's pretty much all.
Thank you.